Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game provided the 2021 Upper Cook Inlet Commercial Salmon Fishery Summary. The estimated 2021 ex-vessel value of all salmon species was $13.9 million, second lowest in the last 10 years and roughly 48% less than the previous 10-year average annual ex-vessel value of $27 million. Brian Marston, UCI Area Management Biologist, told KSRM,
"While all five species of Pacific salmon are present in Upper Cook Inlet, sockeye salmon are the most valuable, accounting for nearly 93% of the total ex-vessel value during the past 20 years. For sockeye salmon, the 2021 Upper Cook Inlet estimated total run of 5.7 million fish was 1.3 million fish larger than the pre-season forecast of 4.4 million fish. Average run size for sockeye salmon in Upper Cook Inlet is 5.9 million fish. The commercial salmon fishery harvest of 1.7 million salmon was the third smallest since 1975 and 42% less than the recent average harvest. Some individual fisheries fared better than others, with the Northern District set net fisheries doing best. Salmon escapements into Upper Cook Inlet streams in 2021 were mostly above or within escapement goal ranges for sockeye and chum salmon, but were within or below goal ranges for coho and chinook salmon. Most important to Upper Cook Inlet, the optimal escapement goal for late-run large Kenai River chinook salmon was not achieved, and conservation efforts for this species limited fishing time decisions this past year. Additionally, run timing of sockeye salmon inlet-wide was estimated to be 2 to 9 days late."
In Upper Cook Inlet, there are 6 sockeye salmon systems with escapement goals that were monitored in 2021. Sonar was used to estimate sockeye salmon passage in the Kenai and Kisilof Rivers, while weirs were operated at Larson, Judd, and Big Fish Creek Lakes. Sockeye salmon escapement goals were exceeded at 3 systems and met at 3 systems. For coho salmon, the Little Susitna River was within its escapement goal, while the escapement goal for Deska River coho salmon was undetermined due to the weir being pulled early. Lastly, the chum salmon escapement goal was exceeded in Chinitna Bay tributaries. Full details, RadioKenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed a consent agenda item that would appropriate funds from the Western Emergency Service Area Operating Fund for the purpose of purchasing 2 pieces of fire apparatus. Central Emergency Services currently has a surplus engine and tanker available for purchase, and Western Emergency Service Area would like to acquire both in order to upgrade their current fleet. Assemblymember Tyson Cox:
"What this was a couple of pieces of equipment from the Sedona area that are going now to the Western Emergency Service Area. And what they'll be paying is $24,240. And what we were told in our last meeting, it wasn't this meeting, but that those were pieces of equipment that are several, like 20 to 30 years older than the pieces of equipment they will be getting. So it was a benefit for both to be able to give the piece of equipment to another service area that can use that.
The apparatuses will be replacing vehicles in Anilchik and Nikolaevsk. In addition to being 20-plus years newer than the current ones in service, they'll provide more modern safety features such as shoulder seat belts and airbags and have increased pumping capacity, which will provide for improved firefighting capabilities over the replaced apparatus. The funds will go towards purchasing a 2007 H&W 3,000-gallon tanker with a 1,250-gallon-per-minute pump, which will replace a 1985 GMC 2,500-gallon tanker at the Nikolaevsk station. The purchase price is $14,000 plus the 1% applicable admin service fee. In addition, a 2008 H&W 1,000-gallon engine will be purchased that has a 1,500-gallon-per-minute pump, which will replace a 1985 GMC 2,000-gallon engine with a 1,250 GPM pump at the Ninilchik station. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.